Midwest Sierra Club representative Brett Halsey says the group hopes to knock on 10,000 doors this weekend. He says they'll be asking people to send a message to the EPA.
The Bush administration should be cleaning up the power plants, not letting them off the hooks.
At issue is a proposed change in the Federal Clean Air Act. It would loosen requirements for old coal-burning power plants to reduce mercury emissions. That worries Lori Robertson of Madison. She says the mercury ends up in lakes and eventually in the fish and threatens the health of her 14-month-old son.
I don't want my son or anyone else's to grow up, you know, in the current state, how things are right now, where every lake in Wisconsin has a mercury fish advisory on it.
But a power company spokesperson says utilities are cleaning up their act in spite of reduced requirements. Chris McKinney of the Milwaukee-based We Energy says his company has started burning low-sulfur coal at its oldest plant in downtown Milwaukee. And he says there are plans to test new mercury reduction technology at a plant in Presque Isle, Michigan.
We'll be adding additional control equipment, and our goal is to try to demonstrate somewhere in the range of a 70 to 90% mercury reduction. Over the next 10 years, our estimates are that we will be investing about $600 million in emission control equipment.
But the Sierra Club calls improvements at the Milwaukee plant minimal, and they point out that the experimental process plant at the Michigan plant will only affect a small number of people. Critics of the EPA say utilities could be doing a lot more than they are to reduce emissions. They add stricter federal requirements are needed to make sure they do. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.